Hey, and welcome back to Monologue. I hope you enjoyed the last episode with my first guest. On this point, greets to Yurina. It was pretty great to record an episode with you. Today, I will speak about a complete other thematic in my weekly train of thought. I will talk about a fundamental change in the user interface of the Instagram app. But first, before we talk about the change, I have some important background information for this change and to understand why this change is so fundamental and why it is so interesting. I think it isn't possible to explain the function and the usage of Instagram because everybody use it. A function which is pretty important for understanding this thematic is the invention of infinitive scrolling. Infinitive scrolling is an innovation of interaction design. Interaction design is a psychology exercise. Today, it's normal for us or for the most social media that if you scroll in your Instagram feed or in your Twitter feed, for example, you will notice that you never hit the bottom of the feed. And this means infinitive scrolling. This innovation is from the designer Asa Raskin. The interesting part of this is that Raskin says himself that he thinks that he has to atone forever for this. His train of thought as he invited the infinitive scrolling was that he thought that a designer failed if he let the user the choice about something what the users don't care. Scrolling means that the user didn't find the desired thing. Show him more. So why you give the user the choice on a point whether he would like to keep looking. Like on the end of the first Google page in which you get the choice to see more pages. I think everybody now at the end of the Google site in which you can choose one of many Google O's to get one of the next Google pages. I think nobody go to the second site. Maybe that's a design fail, but what do you expect by a creator who is called a page? This Larry. Okay, but after this, this bad joke, back to Raskin. Raskin say that he think that is pretty problematic that the user haven't an endpoint for stopping Instagram or another feed. Because after he is drinking a glass of wine, he rethink if he want to drink more wine. But on Instagram, you haven't this endpoint because it is infinitive. It's never end. And so the user is never completely satisfied by using Instagram or another social media with infinitive scrolling. And this is pretty problematic. So, and that's the starting position for my trains of thought for this week. Because what is if a site like Google change this convention? What that means for the user? Is the user then more time on Google? Is it a tool for Google to keep the user longer? I think that's interesting and important questions if we think about infinite scrolling and how we use apps and the social media or Google. But my actually train of thought is another. Because Instagram realized that this is a problem, and Raskin realized that also. So Instagram developed a method for stopping this. So they create a hook if you, on the end of your new post from the persons, if you are following Instagram. And I think that's a cool idea, and maybe for some people it works and they are satisfied after using Instagram, but they do another change, and this other change is the fundamental change about I will talk now. If Instagram introduced this little hook, after the hook you can see the older post. But now the change is that if you want to see now your older post, you have to click on a little button and then you go to another page on Instagram, but that's a little bit weird, but you don't like it to be long on this side because it's a little bit weird. So the most people go under this hook, and under this hook, another older post, there are more posts from Instagram, from the Instagram algorithms, which Instagram think that you maybe like this post. And I think that's pretty problematic because I think Instagram want to have more control about the user. And that's pretty bad because on platforms like TikTok, that's normal. If you use TikTok, the algorithm is fundamental. You haven't a choice. You see everything about the algorithm. Maybe you can a little bit influence the algorithm, but on the end, the algorithm creates for you the perfect feed. This ensures that the user stays in his bubble and that he likes it on the platform, so he stays a long time on the platform. Maybe longer as he wants to stay. I hear often from TikTok users that they are sometimes for 2 hours or more on TikTok because you haven't a satisfied feeling. And it is a good feeling if you swipe more and you see more posts. And I think everybody knows about this problem, but I don't know. The users, I can only say something about third parties because I'm not a user of TikTok, because for me it isn't from ethical reasons not okay to use this app. But I think that's not the right place to talk about the censorship of TikTok. But back to the infinitive scrolling. I think and I hope you understand what I think about it and why I think that these changes are so problematic. And this was my episode for this week. I hope you enjoyed. Yes, I wish you a good week. And I hope we hear us in the next week. Have a nice week. Bye.